fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian here on Fightful. Of course. Robin. I'm joined by Rich Dambolian. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing very excellent. How are you doing?
What do you think of the shirt?
I love the shirt, by the way, guys.
It's my favorite Bret Hart. This version of Bret is my favorite version of Bret.
This is the best Bret Hart shirt I've ever seen. I think you're going to have to angle yourself towards the camera
a little bit. My shorts are so short.
That's fine. It's okay. Give him a little taste.
Hold on. I got to flip it to you first. There we go. I'm wearing swim shorts because I'm home today.
We're going to the pool after this.
Look at this thing.
I love that it says WCW NWO.
Isn't that the greatest thing ever?
Such a great shirt.
Do you know, intern Deacon is very upset over the shirt.
Because
when this kid was 9 years old, he would come over to me with that WCW action figure and go, "Why is this Howard Stewart?"
Howard Stewart. That's what he would call Howard.
So, we're going to be doing a morning drive time shock jock show today in honor of Howard Stern. I'm gonna ask Rich to pull my finger and then laugh about it. What's going on, Rich?
Not much, man. Not much. I don't see a chat room.
You don't see
our,
it?
I see feed. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was wrong. I'm doing well. Continuing the summer. How about you?
Man, it is. Is that me?
I think so.
Yep. That's my wife.
Got that ping.
Yep. SummerSlam was great.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. You know what? I'm going to talk about this because I really want to do. It really depends how you're watching this thing.
Absolutely.
Okay? I went on In the Weeds yesterday and I ranted and raved about the show.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bad show.
No.
It wasn't a great show. It was exactly what it was to the people that it was catering to.
Yeah. I think it skewed toward very good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hell out of
it.
It was a B show.
It was a B. I don't think it was an A show.
B show, A plus ending.
Yeah, great ending.
Yeah.
Angle-wise, it was A plus.
But we also called all the matches, too, on several of our other programs.
Yeah.
And, except for the cash-in. That's the only thing we got wrong.
I really enjoyed the show. And I don't like allowing other people's opinions, because this is all subjective, to impact how I felt about the show. Okay? I have learned to take myself out of this, right? My point of view is a 40-year-old man that was a tape trader.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
For sure.
I don't have, and I think this is a fun exercise for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? I am a 40-year-old man that was tape trading at 13 years old.
Oh, straight up, yeah.
At 12 years old, my cousin was bringing me tapes from Florida that he would get at some... I have no idea where the hell he was getting it from, right? That's how I would get all those death matches from 1995.
Oh, for sure.
I also was getting John Arezzi's show recorded on cassette by one of my cousins on Long Island.
Wow.
And he would bring it whenever, like, his dad or grandfather would come visit my grandfather.
Yeah.
He would give these cassettes, and I would listen to John Arezzi. Because I didn't know what channel it was on, or we would get it. You know, it was on Long Island. I have a very different point of view with professional wrestling.
Oh, for sure.
I also cover it. Again, I'm not a journalist.
We're not journalists.
I'm involved in media. I'm involved on the business side. I know a lot of the talent. My point of view is not what you should follow.
Right.
I have a very different point of view. I could give you insight.
Sure.
And you could use it, but... Because I say it was a good show or a bad show doesn't mean it should change your opinion of it. I thought it was a very good show.
Yeah.
My kids loved it.
Of course they did.
They loved the show. They had so much fun. I had to check if it was recording. They had so much fun watching this. They were so into the Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley stuff. My daughter especially.
Dramatic.
Of course, because my daughter's 9 years old.
Right.
And that's how she thinks that's what it is.
Right.
My son loved the CM Punk stuff. I hate that fakakta bracelet. Okay,
you don't like the bracelet stuff.
I do not like the bracelet stuff.
I don't get that. Does this segue into what Andrew thinks?
Robin. Yeah. You want to ask me about bracelets?
So we were trying to do this segment called what Andrew thinks.
Andrew.
So what does Andrew think about those bracelets?
I don't like the bracelet.
Why?
I get that, like, it means something, mm-hmm. right? Great. But this is the same thing as Bret Hart fighting PCO. What was his name at that time? Jacques.
Yeah.
Roulette. Yeah. Pierre.
Jacques Roulette Pierre. Yep.
Whatever he was going by at the time. I don't know if he was using his real name or not.
Yeah.
And Bret Hart even said, he goes, so he took my jacket and now I want to fight him. He's like, I'm rich enough to buy another freaking jacket.
Right.
Like, it's stupid. I'm fighting over an object, right? I get the fighting over the bracelet.
Yeah.
I get it. You know what? Your wife's name's on there. Your ugly dog's name is on there. I love that dog, by the way.
Well, it's old school.
I love that dog.
It's old school because, like,
it's old school.
It's Andre ripping the cross off
of Hogan. Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
You're hitting my point.
Okay.
But again, WWE booking, the baby face is so distracted by the bracelet, mm-hmm. right? He has the guy for the win. And he sees the bracelet and he goes, no, I need to take him out of this move, my finish, the Anaconda device, to take the bracelet off of him so I could put it on.
Right.
Right. So you made one boneheaded move.
Mm-hmm.
Why not beat the guy and then take the bracelet off?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Then Seth Rollins picks up the bracelet,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly what a referee should do.
Right.
As a man that has been a 20-something year veteran of the wrestling business, 20 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
More,
yeah. Oh,
more,
yeah.
24 years.
20-plus years.
You forgot, and you were so enraged that this man put the bracelet on, you beat up the referee.
Right.
And then you ended up losing, and you still lost the bracelet.
Enraged
is right?
The best word.
I thought the man. I very much like CM Punk. I like watching him wrestle. What a great character! He was so different. Really, he's one of those few guys that has it, but not just it for the moment. It that transcends into different decades.
Yeah.
I didn't like that, but you know who did? My freaking kids. Loved it.
Well, because it's, you know, oh.
Okay. And you said Andre ripping the cross off.
Yeah.
Right? Let's go a little further. The Undertaker ripping the cross off. And then he does this.
Oh, right? Yeah.
How great was it? As a kid, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He touched Jesus.
And he got burned.
And he got burned. This man is a bad man.
Yeah.
As an adult, I guarantee you, there were many adults that watched and said, this is dumb. This isn't wrestling.
I think it depends on the adult.
Mysticism?
Yeah.
We're back to 88. We're back to 89.
Mm-hmm.
This is the boom. They are doing things that work then.
Yeah.
I get it. But I don't know. Now I sound like a cranky old man about the stupid bracelet.
Old man yelling at bracelet.
Listen, I love the show. It was a great show.
It's your segment. This concludes what Andrew think.
Did you like the bracelet?
I didn't mind it. I didn't care. I knew what they were doing. I think, you know, like, it's like I said, it's Hogan's cross. Great. You know, he got so riled up when he saw it on another man.
On another man, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But a fan gave it to him, too. You know, it
right.
wasn't like his wife made it for him
mm-hmm.
at camp when they were like 14.
But listen, good show. Good, great opening, great ending.
Yeah, that opening was fantastic.
Decent middle, you know?
Yeah, Dominic and Liv are now a team. We'll go into... Oh, by the way, Raw was fantastic.
Yeah.
Best Raw of the year?
Best Raw of the year so far. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Far?
Very good, very good. For a three-hour show that we generally are kind of...
Poo-poo on?
Kind of like on the fence of, it was very good.
Yeah. I will talk about that, but a couple notes here. I want to get your opinion because we haven't done a show since SummerSlam. Dominic, Liv, Rhea, you like that match?
I enjoyed it. I feel like this whole thing is Dom's tribute to Eddie. You know, Eddie Guerrero on steroids saying, I lied.
Okay.
You know,
and Dominic was a guy.
And by steroids, I mean like amped up.
Amped up, yeah. Oh, man, I want to jack Dominic. Can you imagine him?
That would be amazing.
Like, by the way, I'm bulking now.
I heard.
I'm putting on some weight. I cut down to 163 pounds, and then now I'm just putting on the weight.
Now you're just going to eat pasta for the rest of the week?
No, just I'm eating way more protein.
Yeah.
Like I'm just eating. Remember when I did that chicken and egg diet?
Oh, yeah.
I'm back on that.
Yeah.
And Pinot Grigio for lunch.
Of course.
A bottle of Pinot and two eggs. That was my diet. I'm not even kidding. I like the Dominic Lift stuff. Really good stuff. Braun Breaker is incredible. New Intercontinental Champion. It was nice to see his
the reaction. There's more of them.
There's more people here now.
The reaction video that they posted of the Steiner brothers.
The Steiner brothers celebrating.
And somehow DDP squeezing his way in there also.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, genuine. They were happy.
Yeah.
LA Knight beat Logan Paul. Exactly who should have won this.
Right.
Nia Jax beat Bayley. This was interesting. They went in this direction. You thought that would be a cash-in. I thought that would be a cash-in.
Yeah.
That was fine. It was what it was. Finn Balor cost Damian Priest a World Heavyweight Championship. We had a conversation about that before it happened.
Yes.
You and I.
How cool.
Yeah. I love Damian. He's fantastic. Gunther is incredible. We've been saying this for weeks. It's amazing that these two, on how they started in professional wrestling and what they looked like and where they were wrestling and where they are today.
Oh, yeah.
It is a great example of doing the work.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Right? We're both these guys. And Damian is he was a great world champion.
He was, I really liked him as a world champion. Yep. I hope this isn't the only time he gets it. You know, the thing about wrestling is there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that for the time being, this is the title that's going to flip flop.
Yes.
Because Cody's not dropping it
no.
randomly on, you know, it's going to matter. It's going to be a WrestleMania dropper. It's going to be a Royal Rumble, you know.
It's going to be big.
Something big with like that it's built. It's not going to be Solo Sikoa.
Right.
We also got Roman's return. That building was so loud, it did not translate properly on TV because the audio was distorted when he came out. It was that loud.
Yeah.
What do you think of his new theme?
I like it. He's fine, you know, like whatever they do with him, it's fine.
I know, you get used to it.
I gotta rewatch it again. I liked his OTC shirt.
Over the counter.
Original Tasty Chicken. Yeah, over the counter. Yeah.
Original Tasty Chicken. I thought it was a tribute to RoboCop. OCP.
Oh, very good. I thought that return was good. You also had Finn Balor costing Damian Priest. Great,
yeah. Yeah,
great,
yeah.
great. Jacob Fatu got injured, apparently.
Yeah, he tweaked his leg. I don't think it's as serious as people think, but I think he had a boot on after the show.
Okay.
So something happened. Okay. The production, however, was a 10 out of 10.
Dude.
It really feels... It's something humongous now.
They were trying, and in a great way, they were really trying different angles for certain parts of the matches. I think at one point, I want to say LA Knight dropped an elbow from the top rope. But they shot it from underneath, kind
of. Yeah, they were trying a lot of that, the angle shots. You know, they're changing stuff. This is fun. It's fun when it's shot well.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking about this in our group chat for the production of the show, and it is amazing how once, you know, that SummerSlam 2021 that we went to, that Joel was there and we hung out, that was a fun day.
Yeah, it was great.
I thought Jessica Drake was a fan of mine, and I started waving at her. And then she's like, Andrew, what are you doing? She's like, you know who I am, right? I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm a little stoned.
I feel like that was the excuse for the entire weekend. Everybody we met. I'm so sorry. I'm a little stoned.
Yeah. And then I saw her like the week after. She's like, do you remember sometime? I'm like, yeah, of course I do. We took a photo.
Yeah. A lot of belt guys.
That show really felt like it was a big production.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Broadway.
It felt like a really big... This, however, felt even bigger.
Yeah.
Once Huge. Vince left, they finally did it.
Yeah.
You know, this is what the intention was always. Mm-hmm. It is bigger than anything else. It's not just a sports presentation. It's a very high-quality presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, the NFL does great stuff,
yes.
right? The NBA does great stuff. Nobody has the finesse of WWE's production right now.
Wrestling is at the cusp of being that true event where, you know, like, and you're into business and marketing.
Yeah.
Wrestling is at the cusp of, let's say you have clients coming in from out of town.
Yeah.
You go, hey, they're doing a pay-per-view. Why don't we all go get a suite together? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Those corporate boxes, it's happening.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And like, that's when you know when you got a pivotal shift. You know, the Knicks games, they will be sold out even if there's nobody in that building.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, a lot of it is corporate stuff.
Yeah.
Same with Yankee Stadium. Same with the Mets. You know, even if it's not a real sellout. I mean, I'm not saying every day, but if they, you know, it's close.
Yeah.
Because of corporate attendance.
Mm-hmm.
That is what WWE is really capitalizing on. They are those comp seats where important people are there and you're going there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Is something very important.
International client relations.
Yeah. It's been great. Now, wrestling-wise, I can't rate it. I don't know. But angle-wise, this was a fantastic show. And it continued on the next night.
Very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. Wrestling-wise, was fine. You know, last night, you had Monday Night Raw. Listen, putting that belt on Gunther, everybody saw it coming ever since he had that match with Cody. That ending with Cody at the Royal Rumble a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When were they going to pull the trigger? And I think they did it at the right time.
I thought this was the right time. Yeah. They're going to Berlin. So, yeah. I mean, perfect timing for this.
Over. Definitely over. Who does he face in Berlin? Randy Orton.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool. When's the Berlin show?
The Berlin show is in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
MG, our producer. Yeah, he'll look it up.
Sheamus beating Ludwig Kaiser. I really enjoyed that.
No, you know, he was another one. Everybody hated Sheamus. Now they love him.
Slow burn on Sheamus.
Yeah.
Damian Priest calls out Finn Balor. Great promo. You could see the crowd really digs him.
31st
of August is going to be, okay, the Berlin show.
Yeah.
Finn is shown on screen with the new Judgment Day, including Liv Morgan, setting up JD McDonagh versus Damian for later.
Yeah.
You had Lyra Valkyria defeating Shayna Baszler by DQ. That was fun.
Yep.
Punk comes back. Thank God he's not injured.
Oh, you know what? Knock on wood. Thank God.
He did a
good promo. He came out, he taped fists. Mm-hmm. He was ready to fight. He said, even though he lost, he was happy. He got back in 5 months opposed to 9 when he was told he got back in 6.
Okay.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Right.
I will tell you. He came back in 6. He came out. Here comes Seth. Seth is, and again, no funny outfits. Seth is there for business.
Yeah.
Business. Drew McIntyre is shown on the steps in the crowd. Punk sees him, and again, goes full on Muffin Gate.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think that's what he did? Do you think that's what it was? You know, I didn't know. Of course this man was so out of his mind at that thing.
Yeah.
A bracelet has triggered him to lose his marbles.
His marbles.
You know, he should have the muffins, and that should be, you know what? I'm going to give him a nice, gimmicky Vince McMahon character. He just shoves those vegan muffins in his mouth and then just goes full rage.
Or the opposite, or like the muffins have to calm him down.
The
muffins calm him down, like the Snickers commercial. The muffins calm him down.
It's the Snickers, yeah. The muffins calm him. He goes after Drew, and this was fantastic. Seth is in the ring. Bronson Reed attacks him.
Yeah.
Hits him with 6 tsunamis.
Oh, yeah.
They murdered Rollins. The crowd was so into it. Rollins is spitting up blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taken to the hospital or local medical facility.
Does this...
You know, they just elevated the dude.
They're trying to make Bronson Reed a made guy. And I think he's got such a good future with this company. They lack his style of big man.
We got a question here.
Okay.
Never mind this or that. Where's French Tony Khan?
Oh.
Friday. We have an update from French Tony Khan on Mat Men on Friday. He's calling into the show.
I heard about that.
Yeah, you're not a fan of
No.
him. Yeah.
I think he's weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Keeps
a
talking little. About those long cigarettes.
Those long cigarettes that he likes.
Makes it real sexual. It's weird. He's a horny guy.
Oh, French Tony. He's French.
That is true.
You know? You know who his favorite actress is? Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ask him on Friday.
I'll ask him.
He calls in.
When he calls in, I'll ask him. This was good stuff. New Day, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston defeated AOP. Odyssey Jones for the save. Yeah. That's a big boy.
Yeah, big boy.
Well, that was a nice surprise. He came to aid the New Day. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he will join the New Day.
That would be kind of cool. Well, you know, like, here's a couple of things. Like, one, if they pull the trigger on Big E being on TV and having him be the manager.
Great.
And having Odyssey Jones be the third guy, That would be fun.
What a, and again, what a sad timing of events for that guy.
Yeah.
The injury, obviously, yeah. But this man, he achieved it. Mm-hmm. He got it.
Yeah.
He became world champion.
Yeah.
You know?
Shame.
Unbelievable.
Shame.
A-Town Down Under defeated Awesome Truth. Damian Priest defeated JD McDonagh by DQ and Finn Balor attacked Priest. A new Judgment Day would end up getting involved. So Liv Morgan is officially in Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea Ripley would come out to help Damian fend them off. She was ready to kill Liv.
Yeah.
Dom made the save. Damian and Rhea reunite in the ring.
That was a fun moment.
Yeah.
That was a really good moment.
I like them together. I like them paired up together.
Same here.
Io Sky defeated Sonya Deville. This was after Sonya's group took out Dakota Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wyatt Six came out.
That was good.
Dexter Lumis, Joe Gacy, Eric Rowan defeating Chad Gable and the Creed Brothers.
What are they calling themselves now? American Made or something?
What is that? What's their new name? American Made.
That's right. Cool.
Sean Ross Sapp, put me over. I will always put Sean over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This dude is wrestling.
Yeah, he's wrestling.
Okay? And he's a journalist. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. I'm not.
He's a legitimate journalist.
I'm not.
That guy is a legitimate journalist. These guys, not so much. We know how to read. That's as far as it goes.
Listen, I will tell you, I'm not a journalist. I occasionally go out for a couple cocktails.
Exactly.
You know what? That should be in my bio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a journalist. I occasionally go out for a couple cocktails with a couple people, mm-hmm. and I'm told things.
You're the Liquid Lunch Express.
Oh, dude, that is my name. That's my tag team. You know what? That's what my newsletter would be called.
The Liquid Lunch Express?
Yeah.
Next up on the Liquid Lunch Express, I had two Mai Tais with a certain so-and-so.
You know what? Some of these boys, those martini lunches.
Yeah, they get nuts.
At Del Frisco's? Yeah. Oh, my God. Delicious. Nobody eats.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody goes back to their office, which is fantastic.
It's funny, and this is 100%. Like, Andrew is telling the truth, because I've met these guys. Yeah. And when I've met them, it was towards the end of those nights. And they're all kinds of cockeyed.
Yeah. Yeah, because we start at like 11:30 mm-hmm. in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see somebody tomorrow, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Maybe he'll know what's happening with this deal.
Hoo-hoo.
Hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo, Robin. No, Sean is a Sean. I'm going to put Sean over.
Yeah. Sean's a good
dude. When I started talking about stuff, right? Yeah. Like, we've always done this stuff on the show.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. We've always broken news. We've always, mm-hmm. like, if I'm told something, we talk about it.
Right.
I never posted on my personal.
Exactly.
And then I started doing it.
Yeah.
Sean was the first one that said, no, this dude's legitimate. He's not full of shit.
Yeah.
He has no reason to lie. I vetted him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
That was it. Made guy. I got to hand it to Sean, a little Sean Ross loving right now.
Yeah, why are we sure?
I got to hand it to Sean because the amount of garbage that comes this guy's way is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And he deals with it pretty well.
And he does, because I just want to find them and bury them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've been saying, I've been on like choke alert DEFCON 4 lately, you know? I just want to walk around.
Yeah, some of these bozos are really fucking deranged.
Yeah.
And what's unbelievable is that they have like real legitimate jobs, some of these people.
Yes.
Doctors and lawyers, some of them. It's wild. But you know what? I got to tell you, it doesn't make, just because you're a doctor and lawyer, does not make you the most stable human being.
No.
You know how many doctors I know?
Quite a few.
I went to Manchester with a bunch of hair transplant surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Went to a strip club called Daddy Long Legs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even kidding you.
But it's in England, right?
It's in England.
Daddy Long Legs.
I've never seen professionals behave in such a disgusting manner.
Oh, dude.
I looked at all of them. I'm like, and you want to be my doctor?
Right. Yeah.
And you want to be my hair transplant doctor?
Well, you know, that's when you know. Like, I've shot a million corporate events, and usually after the first half an hour of an open bar,
yeah,
it gets a little nuts.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Listen, man, the fandom is weird. What can I tell you? This was a nice showcase for the Wyatt Six. I'm glad that they've kept the Code Orange music. You know, this was an anniversary night for them. So they went on full display, and I'm curious to see where they go from here.
Great.
I hope this works out for everybody involved.
I think it will. I think ever since Vince left, everything has be slowly and steadily become more tight.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, I want to see Gunther versus Randy Orton. I didn't think I would, but I do.
Yeah. Listen, Randy's great, and he has a huge international following, and obviously that's why he's in that match.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Randy, and I think this would be a great first display for Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Overseas Randy, man. Everybody's going to sing that theme song like they did in France.
What was the other one? Not the voices in his head. The other one.
Oh, the one before that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't remember that. I know what you're talking about. I wish I had that, like, at the tip of my tongue.
I forgot it.
I wish I had it in the forefront of my brain,
yeah,
but I don't.
And also, a little quick note. Isn't it amazing that that Judgment Day stuff was Edge's stable?
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, night and day.
What was the conflation with Edge? Was it that they wanted to be more spooky and he didn't want to be spooky?
They wanted to get real spooky.
Or he was like, this is too supernatural and over the top.
No. They wanted to become more like...
More macabre.
More macabre.
Okay.
And I think he was like, nah, that's getting a little weird.
And then flash forward when he showed up with a vampire best friend.
Yeah. And then he showed up with his vampire best friend a year later.
Who came out through the ring.
Gangrel was under there the whole time.
Gangrel's under every ring at all the time.
He's here.
He's under the desk.
Yeah.
Is he going to come through your desk like the Eric Andre show?
Oh, man. I would love that. Hoo-hoo-hoo, Robin.
Let's see. We talked about this very briefly last week. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. The picture emerging of Shane meeting with Tony Khan, Shane McMahon. Yeah.
Oh, do you want to talk about Roman on SmackDown, or do you want to go into that first?
Yeah.
Let's go into because I want to go into AEW altogether. Roman will be back on SmackDown this Friday. Does he come out with anybody?
Gangrel.
He comes out with Gangrel. That's great.
Love that. I would love that.
Would you love that?
I would love that.
If he's like, I'm the tribal chief, and here's the latest addition to the bloodline. And it's literally bloodline. Yeah of course he has him. And it's him. He just brings out blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Gangrel and the bloodline is what I need in my life.
I think
life.
So. Yeah.
I don't care what any of you people say.
This is the real bloodline.
This is the real bloodline. It's just blood everywhere.
Brings back Kevin Thorne.
Yeah.
All the vampire guys. So people are saying he comes out with the Usos. I think that's what people want.
Okay.
They want the reunited Jimmy and Jay. We kind of saw Jay and Sammy last night get back together a little bit, you know?
So, I mean, I guess he goes back into the... He is an Oos.
Yeah.
You know, you bring them all back.
Sammy's the fourth man?
This has to be the War Games match.
Yes.
You can't not do it. Except they didn't fully commit to that Shawn Mikey's spot.
No.
They kind of did. They kind of didn't. Yeah. They told... Why? Just do it.
But Seth did come out as Shawn Mikey's.
He did.
He had the sleeveless ref shirt.
And Phil the Hitman came out.
Yeah. And, you know, Drew McIntyre had that big collar, so he kind of looked like The Undertaker. I thought that was such a good meta ending for that match.
Yeah. I didn't hate anything.
Punk
screwed Punk.
Right?
Yeah. Shane McMahon, last week. What day was this?
Monday.
Kind of spoke about this a little bit, but picture emerged. I saw the picture, okay, before it came out.
Yes.
And I swear to all of you, I thought it was Nick Khan.
Yeah.
Okay. When I first saw it, I didn't do this. I didn't do this.
Dude, that's how you zoom. You do that.
I hold my hand.
You hold your wrist and then you zoom.
And then I go like that, okay?
It's like an iron claw.
I thought it was Nick Khan, and I'm talking to somebody about this.
Yeah.
And they made me swear I wouldn't say anything and swear on my hair, and that's a big one.
That's huge. Guys, that's huge. Huge.
And I'm like, I don't understand though. Like why would Nick and Tony meet? Like for what reason? Mm-hmm. And he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's like, zoom in.
Uh-oh.
And I did one of these.
Zoomed in. And you're like, oh.
I'm like, oh, it's Shane.
Side note.
Yeah.
Randy Orton's song was called Burning My Light.
Burning My Light.
Yeah. Nothing you can say. Nothing's going to change what you've done to me. Now it's time to shine. I'm going to take what's mine while you're burning inside
that's
my
the
light.
One.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
pretty cool. Shane McMahon meeting with Tony Khan. Do we get several dream matches that we've been kicking around?
This is an interesting thing.
Yes.
Right? Because there were a lot of people that were like, I don't want to see Shane there.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of people that think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool.
I think it's cool. I think it's fun, man. I think it's
you know,
nutty.
What is he going to do? What, you know, here's the thing. Is Shane going to become world champion? No. Is Shane going to wrestle every week? No. Can Shane do a big time attraction match?
Yes.
That's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One guy, Darby Allin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shane and Darby. Okay.
I think Shane will naturally get booed by that smart crowd until he does the coast-to-coast leg drop.
He has.
And then that's when he gets him.
He has to come out with the Elite.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still like, this whole Elite versus AEW thing doesn't really make sense to me, but because I'm like, you are AEW, you're management, you are AEW.
Yeah.
But adding Shane to this.
It's hysterical.
It is hysterical because the Bucks are just such dirtbag heels.
Yes.
You know, like not the people. I don't know the people. Mm-hmm. Like the characters. They're such dirtbag heels that adding Shane to it with Okada standing. I mean, this is me fantasy booking, right? I'm just having
Absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I mean, like, how do you not laugh? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you not think it's ridiculous? Here, Lady B in the chat room. I'm just here for the fantasy booking comments about Shane versus Okada.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Shane ducks the Rainmaker, and then he starts doing those weird jukey punches on Okada.
This thing?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, dude, Kyle murdered me. Our buddy Kyle.
When?
You had left.
Okay? Okay.
And we started locking up. Like, I haven't done it in so long. So he was just like, he's like, okay, do this, beam, bam, boom. And we did like the most basic thing, lock up.
Did he give you a back drop on your kitchen floor?
He gave me an atomic drop. Yeah, my butthole's still feeling it.
Oh, boy.
And, dude, he started doing these.
Oh.
And everyone was, I was like, eek.
Yeah, yeah.
Eek.
Right on the money.
He has a beautiful punch, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle's good, man.
Kyle's really good. Stunt choreographer?
Stunt choreographer for a new trauma picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good dude.
Yeah,
and,
really
and former
that.
Wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shane.
Let's get back to Shane.
This is a statement from Bully Ray. McMahon said, Tony and I were connected through a mutual friend and had a great meeting. We talked about many things, but mostly about our shared love for the business and the rewards and challenges of working with family. I congratulate him on 5-year anniversary of AEW and looking forward to seeing how he evolves the business moving forward. Great statement.
Yeah, great statement.
Said a whole lot of nothing, but don't expect him to say anything. You know, could he show up at All In? Could that be a huge moment? Could they play Here Comes the Money? Yes, they can, because it's a Naughty by Nature song.
Yes.
So isn't that fantastic?
Tony Khan loves buying up those music rights. Yeah. I think it would be fascinating from a business and a wrestling fan perspective. I don't see the hate in it. I mean, I get it.
Like, I get it.
Oh, this is our thing. We don't want a man involved.
And that's fine.
Great.
And again.
But just imagine.
I like fun stuff.
Yeah.
Wrestling has to be fun. It doesn't have to be over analytical. Mm-hmm. I know that's the thing. But sometimes you want a stupid, fun thing to happen.
Plus, Shane's got two best friends in Edge and Christian there.
Are they best friends?
They're all buddies, yeah. They're buddy-buddy. Because they were, I think they're all the same age. And they all came in together.
Shane's a fun boy.
Yeah.
I know a lot of stories about Shane in New York. We got a question on the screen. Here we go. Our producers are speaking to me in my ear. You guys can't hear him, but I can. Why did you prepare me if there's nothing there?
There's nothing on the screen, man.
All right, let's wait. Now let's see how long it takes our producer to get it on the screen.
The pressure's on, Mr. Gonzo. Let's see if you could deliver.
Look at this.
There we go.
Oh, there it is. He can do something similar to what Nick Khan does with WWE, but in AEW. I don't know. Do you make him into like a management position? Do you have him just do a couple matches?
I don't know why. I just pictured this guy just... He's the modern day Sandman. Kendo Stick.
Are you talking about our producer or are you talking about...
No, Shane.
Oh, he comes out like Sandman?
Comes out like Sandman.
Totally deranged?
Kendo Stick smashing beers on his head and just like, to protect himself, he's just hitting people with that Kendo Stick.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'd love that. Fantasy Book and Shane versus everybody. Right, it's the best.
Fun. I welcome it. I want to see it. I want to see what they could do.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. building up for that all-in card.
Yeah.
You're building up for that future.
Yeah, at the end of the month, we're getting, what, like 3 weeks away? We're
3 weeks away, and most likely we hear something about this deal in the coming weeks.
Yes.
I would be, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to shut the fuck up, and I'm not even saying a word anymore, because...
You're being haunted.
I'm being haunted.
You're haunted by the internet.
I can't wait till Raw goes to Netflix and is rated R.
Yeah. Then can we be rated R?
Then I'm going to be right. That was that day took years off my life.
The
that leaked memo from USA that they're going TV for. And I'm like, that's pretty soon, July 3rd. It's like in a week. You guys are doing this in a week?
Yeah.
They're like, yep.
Yeah.
Sad. And then?
Even though it was listed on the TV as TV 14.
Yeah.
When you went. Yeah.
He did. Yeah. Yeah.
Current lineup for this week's Dynamite. Shawn Michaels.
I'll tell the story about when I went to dinner with some people from that company, and we all drank, and they all were laughing hysterically that I was right.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
They were just dying on how right I was and how nobody believed me.
Yeah. Yeah, really weird. Weird time.
Dynamite. This week, tomorrow, I am looking forward to this match.
Bryan Danielson versus Jeff Jarrett, no DQ match with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat as special guest. Do we see a couple of arm drags?
Deep arm drags.
Yeah.
Deep arm drags. It's amazing how Jeff Jarrett has evolved so many times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had the Memphis wrestling Jeff Jarrett, you had Double J, then he did the slap nuts thing, then he goes to WCW, he's very disliked, starts TNA, he's very disliked.
Starts GC Dubs, bro.
No. Global GFW.
GFW, Global. Sorry, yeah.
Oh,
my
yeah.
bad.
Imagine he started GCW.
This is where hardcore happens. GFW.
You know, and he's had a long road, this man, and finally at the end, he is beloved.
But then went back to WWE for a little bit as a producer.
He did.
And then went to, now at
AEW. Punches were beautiful.
And now AEW as an active wrestler. The guy looks great.
Yeah.
You know, like, say what you want about Jeff Jarrett, but clearly the guy loves the business. And listen, who wouldn't want to wrestle Danielson?
I wonder if a little bit for Jeff, it is a, you know, I want, this guy is the greatest.
Yeah.
You know, Danielson, there's no, listen, 1, 2, 3, who the fuck cares?
Right.
Oh, I'm cursing too much for morning drive time. I'm going to FC's. The FCC is going to come after me. Robin.
Pardon my ignorance.
The shirt, I'm telling you, it's the shirt.
It's bringing out
it's
you.
The Howard, but that Ribera jacket, I can't ever wear that and do a show.
No, that's bad news.
I would be banned on every platform.
That's bad news.
You know, it's like the ring.
Yeah.
It does something to
that's
you.
Bad news, brother. I was thinking about wearing that jacket, and I lost my train of thought.
See, what? Consumes you.
Okay. I am, pardon my ignorance here.
Yeah.
But do the other Fightful shows curse? Do they drop the
F-bomb? Yeah, they curse.
Okay.
Yeah, they curse.
Okay.
I've never been told they don't curse.
Okay.
But they're also mostly on at night.
We're the morning cursers.
Yeah.
We're the morning bad boys.
Yeah.
That's the name of our tag team. The morning bad boys.
Is it?
Yeah. AEW American / International Title Eliminator, MJF versus Kyle Fletcher. I'm looking forward to it.
Their feud is going great over MJF's hair transplant, allegedly.
Oh, yeah?
I could have... Listen, dude, I don't know if he got one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to out anybody if they went to Turkey and got a hair transplant, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't do that.
Or
however, I know... Do you know what this is? This is not a joke.
I know what that is. You have to... Can you somehow get a close-up on
that? I want you to read what this says. Okay.
I'm holding a plaque.
An award that I was honored with.
That says FUE Europe, the follicle.
Follicular unit extraction.
Follicular unit extraction. It's a graphic of follicles.
Yeah.
8th annual meeting, Manchester 2019, award of appreciation.
Thank you for
recognition as faculty.
Yes.
You are on the board of hair.
I am on the board of hair.
And never board of hair.
I'm never, no. It's my, it's part of my life.
It's your passion.
Okay. I'm awarded. I'm an award-winning hair expert.
Mm-hmm. Andrew will judge the shit out of your hair, by the way. That's all.
I do. No. I want to save people.
We talk wrestling.
I just want to save people.
And then he calls everybody a sufferer.
I hope he's on Finastride daily. I hope he got a really good doctor. I hope he has an aftercare doctor on Long Island. Mm-hmm. There's so many great hair transplant doctors on Long Island. I'm just, there's no reason to go to Turkey, guys. We have some really good doctors here. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. listen, but whatever. He looks great, though.
So fascinating.
You know what? I should start talking to him about it. He'll probably get so mad.
Hey, whatever.
I don't know. Listen, who the hell knows what he did? I love that feud, though, about the hair.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Did that really do it for you?
Yeah. That was my wrestling boner. It went off. My universes are merging.
The fact that you love... I've always gotten a kick out of the fact that you love hair so much. I want to see your hair longer.
I could take it off. I did that. I did that at the Crazy Ones party, by the way.
It's zippered in, right?
It's zippered in. I did that at the Lunatics party when we went to Silvana's house. Yeah. And her friends are like the sweetest kids. And they were like, oh, yeah, you have great hair. I'm like, look, I could take it off. I can't get it wet. I'm going to take it off before I go in the pool. And I did this. And she was mortified.
Because she thought you were for
she
real.
She thought I was really going to do
That's
it.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
And you got Shibata versus Brian Keith.
Great.
Dig it. This is the current all-in card for all-in or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Perry versus Darby Allin.
Cool. I'm into this.
Mercedes Moné versus Britt Baker.
Great.
MJF versus Will Ospreay.
That Britt Baker suspension.
Yeah. Does she make it back in time?
Yeah.
American Championship, MJF versus Will Ospreay. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to all these matches. Yeah. Women's Championship, Toni Storm versus Mariah May. Is it Mariah May's time?
I would.
Pull the trigger?
I would, yeah.
Okay. Swerve versus Danielson. Danielson's career.
How do they finish this match, Rich?
Is on the line.
How do they do it?
Dabu?
No. How do they do it? You know how they do it.
Oh, reverse Montreal.
Yeah.
They reverse Montreal. Somehow... Swerve, how would you reverse Montreal? Like, for real, like, if you were, like, Danielson puts you in the whatever submission and immediately just tap out?
No. they ring the bell, they shut the lights, they leave the belt, and everybody exits the building. Everybody on command just immediately runs out the building. You just leave them there.
We're not going to tell them what's happening.
Minutes. Nobody, no. You just shut the lights, the house lights go on, the stadium lights go off, and it's just him in the ring with the title, and everything is shut off.
Yeah.
The gates go. They just keep him in that arena.
That's hysterical. I would love to see that. Yeah. We got a lot of good questions in the chat room.
All right, let's do this. Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room. Let's have some fun with these. Super chats go first.
Did we get any super chats?
Probably not.
Nope. Guys, if you want to super chat us, that'd be much appreciated. And that's about it. Good night. if you want to super chat us, your question will be answered first. We got a couple of good ones in here. We got a couple of good comments here. Now... Without going into it, there's a few of the same comment. Sean Gardner, are the Lucha Bros going to WWE?
You know, I have to tell you, I don't know if they are or they're not, but I welcome it. They've done everything they can in AEW. They've done tremendous stuff. You know, when that company started, we would say, like, you know, Penta could be a world champion.
Absolutely. He was on a trajectory.
He really was. But what, you know, things change. Not anyone's fault, but he never got to that. But I've never watched that guy wrestle and say, Penta's on.
He came out so hot after the Lucha Underground stuff, and he was primed to be a main event player.
Yeah.
And whatever happened. You know, I love the tag team with him and his brother.
Yeah.
But I did say this on the show either last week, where I was like, yo, put him in NXT, man. Make him NXT tag champs.
The money that they want, I don't know if they would do it. But I would really love to see him.
Yeah.
The name is going to be an interesting thing, because they don't own that name.
Pentagon?
Penta is... Triple A's.
Really?
And I believe they were trying to, like, trademark a new name. I don't know if they go to WWE because of the Triple A connection now, because of Stephanie, how that plays a part. I don't know. But
very cool.
I think, you know, he's 40 years old.
Yeah.
He's done it all. He's wrestled everywhere. He really is tremendous. Penta. I mean, Rey Fénix is tremendous, too. They should go. They should go there and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, 3-5 years, whatever.
Yeah.
At least you tried. You did it.
I do think NXT would be a good intro for them for the company. And then just rocket them to the main roster. Do that War Games match, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. August 31st is the Bash in Berlin.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. Am I back by then? Yeah, I am back by then.
Where are you going? Yeah.
Okay. So my kids don't know. Oh, yeah. Going on a cruise with them. Yeah, I'm going to surprise them. So they don't know.
When is that?
The 19th.
Okay.
Bob McGee, any info on Khan's talk with Zaslav?
No, nothing. I don't have anything on that. Maybe I'll hear something tomorrow.
Okay. D'Eddie says, Roman Reigns, Gangrel, and Kevin Thorne. That's a good trio.
Oh, yeah. That is the bloodline.
Good comment here from Chuck Cage. I feel like Roman is going to Raw to win the heavyweight title for the Netflix.
I would not be surprised if they swap people around for that Netflix thing. I am curious, though, when because SmackDown is going to USA because Fox is letting them leave earlier.
Right.
So does what happens with that? What happens to SmackDown? Because SmackDown currently, you know, is it the A show? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they're both A shows at this point. But because that Netflix deal is so important, what do you do? I don't know. I don't know if you move everybody around and you make that into this mega thing. I do like that it's going to be a little bit more less restricted.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, you're now on paid service. You're not on TV. You could do a little bit more. I do expect that first show to be a little bit raunchier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know in what way, but...
a lot of F-bombs.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to say the S-words.
This is also further proof that the draft is just a hokey maneuver.
It is so hokey, yeah.
Because you know when that Netflix thing happens, like, everybody's going to be... LA Knight's going to be on there. Cody.
Oh, that
Roman,
first show, everybody will be on. Yeah. Yeah, because they want that big number. You want to say it. All the legends will be there. Steve Austin, The Rock, you know, whatever. They'll do that big thing.
Ace Shock. Is it possible that there could be an 11th hour move from AEW to re-sign the Lucha Brothers? Same question about did WWE re-sign Ricochet at the 11th
very,
hour?
Very, very possible. It's all very possible.
It's all very possible. Yeah. I do think, like, I really do think the Lucha Brothers got lost in the shuffle for somehow.
And you know what? And they were an instrumental part of that. Injuries, too, played a part. Yeah. You know, there were injuries.
But they have not put on a terrible match at all. You know, like, all their matches are bangers. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, we were there for one of their greatest matches.
The Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers in the cage.
That was a great match.
Cadillac Carson, Shane will kick out of the One-Winged Angel.
Oh, my. He'll be the first. He'll do it. He'll do it.
Shane on Collision, effing wild. Imagine that.
You know what? When are they going down to Panama City?
Mm-hmm.
That's when he should show up.
Ugh,
book Panama City. Club Lavella.
D'Eddy, Shane versus Moxley. Mox just no-sells all of Shane's offense.
I could see, you know what? Shane Jericho, that'll happen.
All the WWE, you know, former
Moxley,
WWE
guys. I want to see him and Mox.
Oh,
him and
bleeding.
Yeah, him and Danielson, you know.
Him and Darby, I think, would be the attraction. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, him versus Lance Archer.
Oh, my God. Lance will murder him, though. No, he doesn't have the protection of being Vince's son in AEW,
that. Yeah. Let's see. Have you ever watched the Troma movies? Yes. Citizen Toxie, Toxic Avenger, all that stuff. Yeah. Tromeo and Juliet. Let's see. There we go. A shock. If Lucha Bros went to WWE, what brand would they go to? In my opinion, it should be Raw to dethrone the Judgment Day.
I think Raw would be good for them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he would be.
NXT, man. I think it would inject.
You really think NXT?
I think it would inject some life into NXT. Okay.
Oh, God.
Doesn't matter. Ow. Wait, you're tough.
Oh, God. I'm turning into Hogan from WrestleMania 18.
Let's see. We got a super chat here. Hello, bruvs. Odyssey Jones, double side slamming AOP gave me the meat sweats. I'm still holding out hope for Big E down the Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I hope Big E comes back. But Odyssey Jones, you know, there's something about him.
Yeah. Big dude.
Big dude.
Big dude. Very endearing. Charming.
Charming.
Let's see.
I like the big guys. We need more different sizes. I'm tired of everybody
Bronson
looking
Reed,
good.
Dude. Bronson Reed's like, he's a good classic.
We need more
man.
Ugly wrestlers, too.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I want ugly, grimy, dirty wrestlers.
Like, no Joe Hendry.
No, too handsome.
Too handsome.
Everybody's handsome. Everybody's beautiful.
You want more Otises?
No, he's not. No, he has a beautiful face.
Yeah.
I want ugly.
Like, give me an
example. I want, like, Dick Murdoch face.
Oh.
I want more of those. Now, except without the racism. I don't want the racism.
Yeah,
I don't want the alleged racism.
Classic.
I just want that ugly face.
Well, Trevor Murdoch's floating around there.
Trevor Murdoch. Yeah, Trevor Murdoch. You know what? He's one.
You want more
He's
of
an
guys.
Ugly guy. No offense. I don't mean that in an offensive way. Just, you know, I want someone that digs holes.
Sure. If AEW wanted to punish Britt Baker for her consistent poor backstage behavior, why not bury her and remove her from All In as opposed to the suspension and fine? Tony needs to be better with this. I think because she's so wildly popular.
Because you're chopping off your arm to save your pinky. I get the move. Mm-hmm. I think it would hurt the fans. You know, you don't want to punish the fans from seeing something really cool. You know, a lot of people are questioning why she was suspended for a one-off comment, and mm-hmm. we spoke about it on Mat Men. I'm sure Sean is going to, you know, he's had information on this. This was the way it was said to me. This was not a one-off event.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying specifically with MJF or not. We heard Thunder Rosa stuff for a while. Yeah. And I'm not even talking about that. So, listen,
it is what it is.
I'm not defending anybody. I'm mm-hmm. not blaming anybody, but this is not a team sport.
Right.
This is, you better protect your positioning.
Mm-hmm.
And you people are aggressive for that.
Right.
And rightfully so. You should be. Raven has a great, great quote.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this in not a derogatory way. If you're not going to be the biggest mark for yourself, then who the hell is?
Right.
And he's right. Yeah. So frustration builds. You want the number one spot. You want the most money. You want more time. And people, you know, they get into their head.
What would have been, this is a good question. This is my segment called Axe Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
What would have been, going by that statement you just made, you quoted Raven.
Yeah.
What could have been, book this for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If Zack Ryder did that after the Kane thing.
Oh, he just came back and was like...
Because he's the perfect example of, I think he admitted himself, where he was like, I didn't know that I could politic for something.
Yeah, better. Yeah, that's actually great. You know what? He would probably be doing what he's doing today.
Okay.
And he looks great.
Yeah.
He may, and he's another one. He left WWE, mm-hmm. went to the Indies, and he's doing some insane stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they shouldn't like him.
He's an attraction.
Yeah. GCW should not like him, right? Because mm-hmm. he's anti-everything
right.
that they stand for. But he works there. He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
So good.
And he's a big guy, too.
Yeah. Large. Paul Anthony Moss, if Hurt Business go to AEW and Lucha Bros go to WWE, which company do you think benefits more?
Oh, that's a great one. Paul Anthony Moss, greatest name ever. Second to Sean Ross Sapp. Another. I like three-name guys.
Okay.
I like three names.
You should do a third name.
What can my third name be?
Andrew Power Play Zarian.
Power Play.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Power Play. We got one man on the outside. 2 minutes to come in. Rangers with the Power Play. I don't know. Maybe equal? I don't know. It depends on what the booking is. You know? I think if you the Hurt Business, by having Lashley there, and you could come up with something very creative for him, then I would say that would be the bigger thing. But if you just sign somebody and they don't do anything, like, listen, Matt Hardy signed there. I thought he could have had some tremendous stuff. Obviously, the pandemic played a part in
that. He did.
Jeff Hardy got signed. Yeah. That's a big move on paper.
Yeah.
You got Jeff Hardy. To many people, he is a tremendous, tremendous get from that era.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always said
It didn't pan out.
It really didn't work out, and it's really weird, right? Okay. I've always said that Jeff Hardy is WWE's ultimate prodigal son.
Yeah.
Whenever he comes back, he's always welcome.
And the same thing will happen again
when
he goes back, you know?
When they do that Rumble TNA spot and the Hardy Boys show up, forget it.
Yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying the Lucha Brothers need to go to NXT, because that's the original. That's the starting crossover with the TNA stuff.
You know what? You could do something there.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Finally get Lucha Brothers versus the Hardy Boys?
On NXT TV? On NXT great. TV. You know what? I'm into that.
Yeah,
I'm into that.
Or them versus Gallows and Anderson. You know, like all those guys. Yeah. It's like, that's where I do think Triple H is a fan of tag team wrestling. And I do think WWE has a lack of tag teams.
Yeah, lack of, like, good tag.
Viable tag teams. Yeah. You know? When do you think Stephanie Vaquer shows up?
I don't know. I haven't asked. Main roster or NXT?
NXT.
You think so?
Yeah, I think NXT.
Oh, maybe tonight.
That's true.
Could be tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be tonight.
Shane as manager of Jack Perry, I like that.
Oh, you know what? Those two teamed up?
Yeah.
That could be cool.
Jaleel is awesome. Bobby, future AEW World Champ. Thanks for the super chat.
Thank you.
I did have a dream that he won the IWGP Championship.
Bobby Lashley. Who, he beat Naito?
I don't know who it was in my dream. I think he beat Moxley.
Oh, he beat Moxley.
In my dream, he beat Moxley for the, and he was with
MVP?
No, he was with the AEW Samoan guys that are not Samoan.
Yeah. You know, I get it. About. Yeah.
Bishop Khan and the other, I can't remember their names. I would love to see the Hurt Business in AEW, but like you said, it's the booking, right? I think a tremendous get would be MVP Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin.
That would be a tremendous team.
But keep them as badass.
Yeah. Keep them as badass.
Talk.
You know? I love that. That was a great group they put together. I don't know why they did what they did.
Yeah.
It made no sense because nobody got elevated. Like, okay, you disband something, but somebody gets elevated. It actually hurt them more.
That was the
Hurt Business got hurt.
Vince booking.
I guess so.
Yeah, that classic Vince booking.
Shingo versus Bobby Lashley? I'm there for that.
Oh, dude. Anybody on that New Japan roster versus Bobby Lashley? Bobby Lashley gets that IWGP belt, comes to AEW, and he just wrestles the crap out of everybody.
I love it.
He's immortal.
Yeah, that man looks like a newborn baby with big muscles.
And arguably, he had the best match of Goldberg's career.
The one that they were brawling outside, right? That really was a good match. Yeah, he did. He actually pulled it off. He had the best match with Goldberg.
This is from Welshman Dan. Do you think Lucha Brothers Motor City Machine Guns coming into WWE and make the tag division more of a priority for programming? WWE don't utilize their tag division that much. We just said that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it would be a great addition to them.
I think Motor City Machine Guns in WWE is the right move. You know, these guys are a little older. Not to say that they wouldn't be great on AEW TV, but, you know, there's too many guys working that style in AEW right now.
Yeah.
Any news on Megan Bain, and do you think Jamie Hayter returns at Wembley?
I think Jamie returns sooner than later. I have no news on Bain.
Yeah.
Sean probably does.
Yeah.
Guys, are you part of Fightful Select? I am. I pay for it every month.
There you go. Good plug.
Yeah.
Do Roman and Cody team up at Bash in Berlin?
Do Cody and Roman team up at Bash? Is Roman going to be at Bash at Berlin?
You said you didn't want to see that.
I don't.
You said you don't want to see Cody and Roman tag team.
No, never. Because think about it.
Yeah.
They tormented Cody.
Right.
For over a year.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, like, I get it. Like, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
But you also beat me up many times.
Yeah.
I don't want to be your friend. Not to this level.
Right.
But he did come in for a save, so we're definitely probably going to see tag matches. Roman, that could be a pay-per-view match somewhere that you throw away.
Is babyface Roman more popular than babyface Cody?
That's going to be very telling.
Because I don't think so. I don't think Cody could flip to heel. I think he could at one point, but he is the classic blue-eyed baby at this point.
I don't think Roman should be a face or a heel. I think he should be exactly what he was doing this entire time. Stop pandering. Like, don't start booking him where he's fighting over a bracelet.
Okay.
The peppers, the chili peppers on the neck. That's what he's going to fight over now. WWE babyface booking.
You bring out the real chili peppers.
Yeah. The red hot ones.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think, judging by that reaction on Saturday, forget it. Like, he blew the roof off that place.
Yeah.
You know? But I think it's easy for him to go back to being a heel. You know, he just has to say one dastardly thing and that's it. You know, and then he'll get booed.
Who, Roman?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very hard.
They did do a good job of setting up Solo as, like, a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, because he took over for his, you know, he took over the bloodline.
Mega Powers 2.0.
Mega Powers 2.0, okay. One of these.
Bayley and Meechan should team up and go for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship.
I like to see them do more with that title.
I would like to see them do more with that title as well.
Yeah.
Is Vikingo a better Penta? And is Hologram a better Phoenix?
I don't know. I think for Hologram, we'll see what he does on AEW. I mean, he's been great.
I think that's it. Whenever you do that, it's an unfair comparison between two wrestlers. I do think Penta and Phoenix both have that special quality that make you want to watch them.
Yeah.
You know, you forget about everything and you're like, you're focused on that, you know, much like how you forget about how Danielson, he's not the tallest guy on the planet.
No, but his presence.
But his presence is massive. When you watch him wrestle, like, he's the biggest dude, you know? Yeah. It's very fascinating how Rhea Ripley, same thing. How certain.
She's 5'7". My wife's height.
Yeah. It's very fascinating how wrestlers can pull you in with that and you're mind blown at the same time.
Yeah, because her presence is like 6 feet tall.
Right.
You know?
Does Julia face Roxanne at No Mercy?
I hope so.
That would be cool. When do you think Ricochet show up?
I want him in AEW.
Same here.
Just me wanting to see what else he could do outside of WWE, because he's fantastic. I mean, would you put him in a Wembley match? I don't know. Post-Wembley? Ospreay wins the title. He comes out, and here's Ricochet.
I think Ospreay helps. I think Ricochet helps Ospreay get that title.
Or it's him and Pac. Huh? Him and Pac. Yeah, open challenge for Pac. Okay, cool.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
This is my fantasy booking. Ricochet comes to the aid of Ospreay. Ospreay wins the belt at Wembley.
Okay.
Ricochet lays him out, joins the Cows family. And says, the only reason I helped you is because I want that belt.
Okay, cool. I think he should join the Cows. I would be fine with that. Something different for him.
Yeah, make him a heel. When was the last time? When was, if any time, was Ricochet a heel?
I've never seen him as a heel.
Right. So I think
maybe when he was doing like the indie rock stuff, you know? Sure. Maybe then.
That's a good move. That's a good move. That's how I'd book it. I don't know. What else we got here?
Let's do like two more questions.
As soon as, from Chris, as soon as Roxanne Perez loses her NXT Women's Championship, she goes to the main roster on SmackDown.
Yeah, she's very good. Yeah. Roxanne Perez is great.
Yeah. Who dethrones Athena?
Who dethrones Athena?
That's a good one. That's a good question.
Billy Starks?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they took that title off of Billy a little too quick, no?
Yeah. I'll agree with that. Do the Rascals win the tag team titles tonight on NXT? I would say yes.
I don't know. Are you going to put the title on them?
I think the crowd is super hot for them.
They love them.
Yeah.
They're so into them.
Yeah. They have like that interesting like late 90s Hardy magic to them. Just like a little bit, like a little dose of that, you know? How like all of a sudden when the Hardys popped on the scene, you remember that, like everybody went effing bananas for them.
When they showed up.
Tell me why. Tell me why. No, I'm asking you. Tell me why.
You want me to tell you why?
Yeah, remember when we were kids and we saw that first Hardys match?
The TLC one?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because that resonated so much. And they really haven't been able to redo that.
Yeah.
You know?
It was unexpected. And it was also, like, right before the internet became, like, what it is now.
What else do we have?
I think that might be it. Let's see. Misha and Killian on SmackDown. Pac versus Ricochet is an intriguing match. I can't envision him as a heel, but I'm interested to see it. Who does Pac face? Open challenge Ricochet or Takeshita? I think Pac Takeshita would be a friggin' phenomenal match.
I think Pac Takeshita would be great. They have so much good talent.
Yeah.
So I want to see all of it. I never get bored of the random matches that they put together. Mm-hmm. I think Pac Ricochet is really intriguing.
Yeah. If that happens.
Yeah.
But we like, All In right now looks like a banger. Like, big time. Swerve Danielson. I think there's going to be many more layers added to this. I can't see Danielson losing. And if he does, like, wow, what a swerve.
What a swerve.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. On his last big match.
I do think Jamie Hayter gets involved with the Toni Storm match in some capacity. Or she stands at the top of the ramp as a return.
Maybe Jamie does that, Maybe that's how you kind of bridge the next feud.
Do we get Adam Cole back in time for this?
I don't know what his story is. He's moving back to Pennsylvania, apparently.
Wow. Okay.
So
yeah,
I don't know. There's something going on there.
And so far, no Okada on this card either.
How do you not have Okada? He's gonna have to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know the match. Okada Pack for the Continental title.
Yeah.
No, maybe Hangman.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that's a match because they teased that.
Yeah.
That's a match I want to see.
That's a match I definitely want to see. Yeah. This whole card's good. Wrestling's awesome now.
Wrestling's great.
It's great.
It's great. All right. Are we done?
I think we're done.
All right, boys and girls, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to catch more Rich and Andrew, join us 10:30 on Friday. Mattman Podcast on YouTube. It is independent. That is only our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we talk about wrestling. Sometimes we spend 45 minutes talking about X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the wind blows.
Yeah,
our way.
Come for the kooky.
Come for the kooky. All right, guys, that's it for this week. We love each and every one of you. Until next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.